Does it?
Is he here? He was in Miami.
Oh, right? Who cares?
Yeah.
All right. I say we just compromise and send him to Mexico and just call it a day. That's my plan. All right. So, again, Roswell, 9 o'clock, WWB, Wednesday night, tomorrow night.
And if you're this side of the Mississippi.
That's right. In listening to this show. And, of course, you can then watch the Man Show after that at 10:30. All right, Drew, where the hell are we here? Elise?
Elise?
Is that how you spell Elise?
Like fur Elise?
It's like Elise.
Hey, caller who's 18 who dates a 34-year-old guy for 3 years?
Going by Elise?
Did she hang up?
That's that.
All right. And listen, do you think that's Elise? Is that how you spell Elise?
Yeah, like shh. Yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
All right.
One of the spellings, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Listen, here's what I want to say to Daniel, our phone screen. never listen to them how they spell their name. Whatever, however it's pronounced, there it is. I'm tired of everyone throwing spelling of their name. And maybe I'm wrong here, but I'm still pissed off anyway. Peace? Yeah. You know what I mean? Drew and I travel. We go to these colleges. We sign autographs. Yeah. And there's 35 different ways to spell Linda.
Yeah.
No, I know.
And it drives me insane.
As a Mahondrant.
Yeah, but that's Mahondra.
Right, right.
I mean, your parents grabbed a Yahtzee shaker and a part of a Scrabble board and threw it at something, and that's what they came up with.
That's
fine. You can do that. I mean, I have no problem with that. I don't like it when people start spelling names that I think I know how to spell their own way.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. You'd think it was with an H. You know what I'm saying? Mahondra.
No, that's not an established name, at least in these parts.
I know, Amy was the one that drove us crazy.
Like A-M-I or A-M-E-E.
Or how about A-I-M-E-E?
Ooh.
Or A-M-E?
They drive me nuts.
Make them different.
Peace? Oh, yes. They'll be the most different person working at the Arby's for the next 30 years. They're really going to carve a niche when people see that name tag on them. Peace.
Peace, yeah.
Yeah. What do you want?
Okay. I just had a threesome with these two guys, and the other one was giving me an anal sex, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so afterwards, I noticed, like, it started to bleed, and now it's, like, itching, and it's really hurting. It's, like, irritating.
Mm-hmm. We have to dissect this one.
First off, perfectly normal, perfectly healthy.
Yeah. And this is, I can't quite, I think it's real, but I can't quite.
It sounds a little bizarre.
But my brain won't.
Hey, Peace?
Yes?
Did you actually do this with two guys? You had anal sex with one of them and conventional sex with the other?
No.
No.
How old are these guys?
One is 17, one's 18.
Why did you do this?
Why
not? Okay. What happened? Do you know these guys?
Yeah, I know one of them.
Which one?
My boyfriend.
Oh,
What did he do?
He didn't, he didn't do anything to me. I gave him a blowjob.
Your boyfriend?
Yeah.
What about the anal sex part?
Oh, that was his best friend.
Wow.
So,
who you didn't know?
For?
No, I didn't know him.
Why didn't you know his best friend?
Because I've never met him.
And you didn't wear a condom?
Hold on, let me write
that down.
He
didn't wear a condom?
If you don't meet your boyfriend's best friends, you are not his girlfriend.
Yeah, how do you, as somebody's girlfriend, how do you not know their best friend?
Because Chris Rock, my friend.
He doesn't live here.
Okay. All right, and it didn't upset your boyfriend that his buddy was sodomizing you in front of him?
No, it was his idea.
I see.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a hell of a guy. And why did you participate in this?
Because, I don't know, it sounded like something interesting.
Okay. You're ready to experiment. All right, hold on a second there, Peace. I'm ready to gamble.
Oh, sure.
You want to gamble?
That's a layup.
Mahondra?
How do we gamble?
You have any money?
Am I of age? I mean...
Her name.
I hope we got clients after the show.
She's as good as her namesake, though, you know, except they should have spelled it a little differently here.
Peace? Okay. Yeah. And middle name of, last name ass.
Or work.
Okay.
What is this gambling thing?
Just get the money out.
I don't have money.
Listen, that WB, I knew it. You don't have a dollar?
I think I have a receipt from Ralph. I mean, I have nothing in my pocket.
What is
that? But it'll stand. It'll be an IOU.
Honey, you don't leave the house. So what if you have to make a phone call?
It's in the other room.
Oh, well.
All right. Well, that's
my IOU.
That Ralph's receipt will be redeemable for a dollar, which is in the next room. Let's see what you bought here.
Like, so much stuff.
She bought $643 on bacon. That's all she bought.
I went camping.
Homo milk?
But what
the hell?
But she's planning to get
marshmallows, graham crackers, wheat stones. How stoned were you?
She's a piggy.
Macaroni dinner. How many, what'd you take, old scout troop camping?
Kind of.
Ger banana.
Oh, that's Gerber baby food.
Gerber baby food. What are you doing with Gerber baby food?
It's really good. It's just pure banana.
That is hot. How much weed did you smoke around that campfire? When you're eating baby food, you are baked. You were stoned when you went shopping. Please, I know it's stone shopping.
That would explain the 17 magazine purchase, but...
Gerber, oh, man, you got a toolbox light. $83 for a camping trip. You could have stayed in a hotel for that kind of money. Cereal, how long were you gone? For 6 weeks?
Two days.
This is like some kind of Outward Bound program? This is ridiculous.
I was gone for 2 days.
Wow,
where'd you go?
Big Bear.
Wow.
It ended up as a disaster. There was like carbon monoxide leaking in the cabin.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Kellogg's Fun Pack? Seriously, how many people did you go with?
When I was shopping for me and two other people.
Yeah.
So.
I must have been stoned, too, because it's just a ton of junk baby food. Wow. We got to look into that. All right. We're going to gamble on peace. You ready? Shall I go first?
Let's see what's in this one.
What is this? All right, I'm just going to go along with this, whatever.
Okay, we gamble. Here's how it goes. We gamble on her past. What brought her to these two men and to participate in this threesome? We suspect some trouble in the past.
Well,
upbringing.
Apparently.
Wise.
Yeah.
I don't know how much we can get out of her. I got alcohol. Dad, let's see, doesn't know dad. No, alcoholic dad. Alcoholic dad she doesn't know.
Yeah,
she knew
totally.
Knew him for a little while. Wait, you can't agree with mine. This is my gamble.
Ouch.
Oh, you want alcoholic dad?
No. You take the alcoholic dad. I have a feeling I have a better one.
Okay.
I'm going alcohol dad. I'm going physical abuse.
All right.
From alcoholic dad.
All right.
Go ahead.
I'd have to say negligent father, but does know him. And maybe child... Like, molested as a child.
Molested?
Yeah.
No. Who did the molesting?
I don't know who did. God. This psychic thing. It's hard for me.
Dad, grandpa, someone in the family, neighbor, perhaps.
Packet of paratroopers.
Like, dentures. I would say probably, like...
Adam.
Okay, let's
Adam,
not get Adam. Caught up on this.
Yeah.
Silly putty.
Just some...
Silly putty?
Just putty.
My God. Listen, I'm
like
going
to
with
copy you. The newspaper.
Oh, I'm going around. I'm telling you, I would arrest you immediately
from
on
now
drug
on,
charges.
That is a great way to learn about people.
I know.
Just
it
make
really
them
is.
Produce their latest receipt.
At least I didn't get anything embarrassing. Well,
putties and
as
baby food is not embarrassing?
I don't think so. I'm very proud.
You didn't
I stand
see
behind
the,
my purchases.
You didn't see the case of Massengale medicated?
No.
I was looking for stuff like that.
Okay.
All right. She redeemed a couple of bottles in here, too.
Go ahead. She brought some old ones back.
Recycle.
Seriously, how much weed do you smoke?
Oh, please.
All right. Go ahead, Drew.
Oh, it's just trifecta. Total wipeout. Addict parents left, like orphaned, just a mess.
All right. The big everything?
Everything.
All right. Rock soup?
Probably age six, all hell broke loose. Sexual
right.
abuse, everything.
All right. Peace? All right. Let's talk about your past for a second. Because I got a Ralph's receipt here that I'm dying to
hey, you didn't redeem the sour cream. You forgot to.
I know. They give it to me after.
All right. Hey, Drew, could we do the goddamn show for this? Peace?
Uh-huh.
What happened?
Nothing happened.
Nothing?
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, we're all wrong. Where are your parents?
My mom's here.
Where's your dad?
He's dead.
Your dad's dead?
Yeah.
When did he die? How old were you?
Seven.
Seven. And what kind of guy was he before he died?
Like a hippie.
Hippie.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Did he die on a motorcycle?
No, not on a motorcycle.
Somebody killed him?
Yeah.
A drug deal?
Huh?
A drug deal?
No.
What happened?
I don't know the whole story. Like, my mom didn't tell me, really.
Well, how do you know someone killed him?
She told me.
Said somebody killed him, but that's about all I'm going to tell you.
Yeah, that's all she said. Like,
right.
She doesn't talk about it.
But he wasn't working at a supermarket when somebody came in and shot him?
No, he wasn't.
No. And was he an alcoholic, do you know?
Listen, of course. Please. This was a drug deal, go bad.
Okay. And what about your mom? Now, did he ever touch you or anything like that before?
No.
Any of his hippie friends?
Mm.
Yeah.
Not his friends, but his kids.
His kids abused you. Okay. How old were you when that happened?
Like 4.
Started when you were 4?
Yeah.
Now, mom, what's her deal?
Nothing. She says, I don't know, she's detached from me.
She doesn't smoke a little pot?
No.
She's not an addict herself, alcoholic?
No, she's like a real Catholic person.
Was she at a time in her life where she was using drugs and alcohol?
No, she knows.
Really?
Kind of unusual for her to be involved with. Yeah.
Very pious, religious person to get hooked up with a hippie and his like biker buddies who molest you. You sure she didn't do a little swinging in her day?
I'm sure.
Okay, so she probably did do whatever it is he did before she found Jesus Christ and cleaned her act up,
yeah,
right?
When you say she's detached, what does that mean?
She's just, I don't know, she doesn't like to talk to me or anything.
But what does she do for a living?
She's a doctor.
She's a doctor?
Yeah.
What field?
In medicine.
General medicine?
Yeah.
That is so interesting.
Really?
Not
yeah.
Wild.
What?
But like for like the county hospital, those cheap hospitals.
Yeah.
Is she a doctor?
Well, not really a doctor, like a nurse assistant.
Now we're getting to it. All right, now it's making. I see. It wasn't. Had a little red flag there with the doctor.
Yeah, me too.
You know, I hate doctors, but even so, it wasn't making sense with the hippie guy and his screwball friends and all that kind of stuff.
She wouldn't be able to screw around with all that.
All right, so she's a nurse.
Yeah.
A nurse's assistant.
An assistant, yeah.
Listen, a piece.
Uh-huh.
I know you're not completely familiar with how the hospital works, but everyone who's inside a hospital is not a doctor. There's people answer the phones and empty garbage and stuff.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so, Peace, listen, you've had a horrible childhood.
No, it's not. No.
Yes.
You were sexually abused by your step-siblings. Your dad was a drug addict who was murdered. Your mom is detached and abandoning. It doesn't get much worse than that, Peace.
No.
Of course you get abused by these jerks who use you as some sort of receptacle. And now you've got itching whatever, God knows what. It could be herpes, easily. You don't know this guy. Did he wear a condom?
No.
Okay, it could be anything. It could be anything. Any sexual transmitted disease you can imagine. And there's actually no more efficient way to contract a sexually transmitted disease than the ones you've done.
Oh, boy. All right,
including
so
all the viral diseases, hepatitis B and HIV included.
You got to go.
You've got an in on the medicine.
You got to get yourself checked out. You understand?
Well, can I just take, like, some medicine?
No, you have to get evaluated.
And listen, Peace, you cannot keep acting out. You're just going to get killed. You're pregnant or worse. And I'm not sure what that is. I guess you get killed and you go to hell or something. But you're really going to destroy your life. You're going to act out. You're going to act out like a mad woman for like 5-10 years, and then you're going to look back on it and regret the hell out of everything.
Please.
Avoid that.
Please stop acting out. I don't know. You have to get into some recovery. You got to get into some groups. You got to get therapy. Listen, Peace.
Yeah.
I'm telling you what's going to happen to you, okay?
But this is normal.
No, it's not. See? What are you going to do? All right. You know the beauty of me? Don't bring the proms home. Yell at people. Feel sorry for them. And it's right on to the next call. I don't know what the hell to do. Kim, wait a minute. Who wins the money there?
I think
Drew kind of had the grand slam there with sexual abuse. And
I picked age 6.
The drug thing wasn't really...
I said
really...
child molestation.
All right, you can have this back.
You get the receipt back. The drug thing wasn't substantiated, but we're assuming dad was snuffed. Mom's not going to say why, and we're guessing some kind of deal gone bad.
Maybe he's still alive.
I hope not. I truly do. Tim?
Yeah?
And by the way, when I hear about guys like that getting snuffed, you know what I think? Who cares? Who cares? Don't care for a second.
You don't care about anything, though. Absolutely.
I know, it's like a religion of some sort.
Don't care when scumbags get rubbed out. Just don't care.
Tim.
Yeah.
15, what's going on?
Don't care about little kids from Cuba come over and inner tube.
Don't care about the people who went down on the plane the other day?
Yeah, I like that.
Why?
Because he flies a bunch, too.
Americans. Tim.
Yeah.
You're 15, what's up?
First, I want to say hi, and you guys are both really cool. But this question is for Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
This didn't happen to me, but all of a sudden I was curious about this today. When your penis is erected, can it be broken like a regular bone?
Yes, a bone is inserted into the penis each and every time it becomes erect.
There's no bone in there, old Tim.
Just a lot of blood.
Yeah, just a bunch of blood. Blood sort of like filling a water balloon. No bone.
Could you snap it in half or something? Like
you can rip it.
Don't do that.
Yeah, a little troublesome.
It hurts me.
You can crack it like Adam does.
Yeah.
No,
yeah, I do. I can crack my penis like a whip. Here, light a cigarette. Let me show you. Let me show you what I can do with it. Now, it cracks.
Stop following you.
It cracks at the. Actually, I haven't done it in like a good 8 years. But
talked about a TV for three.
I still think I might be able to do it. I'm going to try it tomorrow morning. You push down on it. If it's erect, then it'll crack on you. It's all like a knuckle.
There's a ligament there that will do that. And, as far as the two sort of cavernous bodies that swell up, yeah, they're sheaths that will tear and can rip and be a mess.
All right, just don't monkey. That's my point. Tim?
Yeah.
All right. You satisfied with that?
Yeah. I won't try it.
Okay, thank you. All right, let me speak to Carrie.
Yes.
Drew? What's going on here?
It's become more serious probably the last year or so. He's just not interested at all.
All right, hold on a second. You're right. It's a horrible call. Let me talk to Tina for a second here.
Tina's going to be good. Tina, but she's good.
Oh, she's still printing up there?
Printing that up, yeah.
All right, well, let me just see if I can get her here. Tina?
Hello?
Tina, you're 22.
Yeah.
You sleepwalk when you're drunk?
I sleepwalk when I'm drunk.
And you urinate in the bed and on the floor? Pee on the kitchen table?
No, on the chairs to the kitchen table.
Okay, well, that's healthy. That's fine. I thought you said it was on the table. All right, hang on a second there, Tina.
Okay.
All right. Any other weird stuff?
A Star Destroyer. And you'll discover the origins of the Star Wars saga and see how they reflect timeless themes of myth and mythology. Don't miss Star Wars, The Magic of Myth, sponsored locally by Target and U.S. Bank. On view at the Minneapolis Institute of Arts, February 27th through June 4th. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster. Call 612-673-0404. The Minneapolis Institute of Arts, bringing art to life forever.
Ah, Valentine's Day. Romance in bloom. The color red. Chocolate-covered cherries. A time for lovers. A time for friends.
Talk to the crotch, lover boy! Because around here, Valentine's Day is sex world day. I mean, let's be real, huh, guys? Dinner's nice, roses are fine, but nothing tells a girl what you really want like a trip to sex world. Think about it. Aisle after aisle of videos, magazines, lingerie, adult toys. Hello? It's like the whole friggin' world of sex crashing down on the both of you, screaming, do it! Do it, baby! You know what I'm talking about, because it kinda rocks. It's Sex World on the corner of 2nd Avenue South in Washington and downtown Minneapolis. You know what I mean, guys. Sex World. Ooh, and now featuring live girls 24 hours a day. Oh, I'm there.
Saturday, February 5th brings the craziest golf tournament in Minnesota to Lake Minnetonka. Golf on frozen Wayzata Bay at the Chili Open while enjoying fun food and beverages provided by local businesses. The cost is $25 per person. The proceeds are used to promote the Wayzata community. Register now by calling 612-473-9595 or stop by the Chamber of Commerce in downtown Wayzata. The theme is Back to the 50s, and it'll be a rockin' party to remember on February 5th. The Chili Open sells out fast, so call...
...ridden garbage can over my head.
My fellow Americans, I have a dream. I have a vision for this country. I see the wave of the future.
What stinks in here? God, did something die in this?
Alternative, classic, classic, classic Zone 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105.
So do you guys
yep.
do this every night?
Oh, yes. Seems like it, at least. Mahandra Delfino is our guest tonight. She's on Roswell, 9 o'clock, Wednesday nights on the WB. And you can watch a man show after that, 10:30, Comedy Central. Where the hell was we now, Drew? We're talking to Tina. There you go. Tina's 22. She gets drunk. She sleepwalks and then begins urinating.
But the list of what we could say was stuff we would like never say, just awful, degrading things.
Yeah, I can imagine.
You can't say Hitler.
Oh, there's no science to it.
There's no science
to it at all.
Can you still not say Hitler?
Now, of course, you can say Hitler. That was just one of our screwball producers who didn't want me to say Hitler. Anyway, I'm already in a mood tonight. Let's not. I had a big argument with Comedy Central today about fudge packing. And, oh, we're getting these great arguments. Great arguments.
I like the panties and the underwear. What was it?
You see, on the other show that I do, we have to argue with Comedy Central about what we can do. But we always get down to South Park having talking poop. And that's our big argument. But that doesn't fly over there. We got a big argument over fudge packing. And we got another big argument over rent-a-queer. Which is an idea we're working on, which I don't think is offensive as they do, but it always gets bizarre when a bunch of adults are sitting around arguing over fudge packing, and by now I'm yelling, she is actually packing a suitcase. That's why it's okay to say, pack the fudge, because the suitcase is open. Well, will we show fudge? No. Well, unless you show fudge, we can't talk about packing the fudge. What about the suitcase? This is retarded argument. Adults, all adults making hundreds of thousands of dollars a year yelling about packing fudge. All right, Tina?
Yeah?
So you urinate everywhere.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Only when you're drunk.
Right.
Well, okay. Tina, blackouts, which is what you're describing, where people are going around about their business, usually behaving in a normal fashion, at least as far as the external eye would be concerned. But in your case, you sort of get involved in some weird stuff here.
The thing is, I have enough energy. I pull my pants down. I just don't have enough sense to walk into the bathroom.
No. You think you're in the bathroom.
Oh.
You see a chair, and that's a toilet.
Okay, but what about when I'm in bed and it happens?
Well, that makes more sense to me.
Well, the point being, when you're blacked out, you misinterpret all sorts of sensory stimuli, and God knows what can happen. In the bed, it may be more of an anesthesia state you're in, and you just lose your bladder control. When you're up and about, you may just be confused in a blackout. But the point being here is that this syndrome, which we've heard about a fair amount on this show.
Only through men, though.
Yeah, men so far.
It's nice and refreshing to have a woman who gets around and urinates in different places, too.
It's liberating.
Yeah, I think, in fact, I remember telling you about my a friend of mine in college who... We had a thing called a turntable in those days, which you had a dust cover on.
Right.
And you'd lift the dust cover and urinate on the turntable.
Right. I thought he was taking one into the toilet.
Right. And alcoholics do this.
And
so this is a sign that you're dealing with the disease of alcoholism. It may not be in its full-blown state yet. It may be in really incipient states, but it is something that you need to be very, very aware of. And if you have a family history of alcoholism, it may be a sign that it's time to do something about this.
Mike?
Yeah?
You're 16. What's up?
I have this girlfriend. She's 20 years old. Well, first off, I think I want to make it easier on you. If maybe I should just tell you a whole story about it, like from the beginning.
Huh?
She's 28 years old?
20.
Oh, 20.
What is your question for us exactly?
We don't necessarily need a whole story.
Yeah. All right. Well, she does drugs, and she's pregnant. Me and her have gotten high, but when we're high, I saw her walk over and do a line of cocaine, and she's been doing that for quite some time, and I don't know.
While she's pregnant.
And what were you high on?
I was stoned.
Okay.
All right. So she's doing coke and smoking weed, and she drinking?
She does drink. She told me once that she went to rehab for heroin. But the only thing I don't get about that is, if she was in rehab for heroin, how couldn't she get off anything else?
You can't do anything after you've gone to rehab for heroin. You can't smoke pot. You can't drink.
No, but he's saying if she was treated, why didn't she stop everything?
Well, because she has a problem.
Hey, look,
who cares?
Sigmund Freud thought he discovered a treatment for heroin addiction. Are you aware of that? He called it cocaine. And he got a bunch of heroin addicts running out on cocaine, and they stopped doing heroin.
Wow, all right.
And
that was part of that program.
But that's called cross-addiction. And, in fact, her child would be better off with her on opiates than cocaine.
Better heroin than coke.
Well,
is that what you're saying?
Better heroin than coke. The problem with heroin is the way they administer it. The IV is not better. Okay, that's bad.
That's dangerous.
That's bad.
Why?
But
poke it in the eye.
Infections and things. But the methadone, Vicodin, all that good stuff. That's better than cocaine for the child. The children that are born to opiate addicted parents actually are fine.
Okay.
They go through a mild detox and that.
You even recommend it to some of your patients who aren't currently on opiates?
Yeah, I think about it. Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
hey, Mike.
Yeah.
You're not the father, right?
No. I had another question.
She is abusing this child, and she is in serious, serious trouble.
How pregnant is she, Mike?
She's a month.
Hey, Mike. I get an abortion. I rarely, here I am. You rarely hear me say that, but I think this is a damaging situation.
Can she get an abortion?
Not now.
Why not?
Because, first of all, she's been telling me that she wants the kid. She already,
she's abusing the kid.
She wants it.
She's abusing this kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Profoundly.
And what's the second reason?
Well, she wants to keep the baby. Mm-hmm. And in the meantime, she also, not only is she seeing me, but there's another guy in Portland that that's her boyfriend.
Hey, Mike.
And he's in jail.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Get the hell out.
Mike, you're 16 years old. Can't you just date some, chick who's on the drill team or something at the high school? Mike.
Mike's an addict, too, though.
Mike, buddy, you're 16 years old. 16. You should be whacking off in the shower and listening to crappy music that you think's good. That's what you do when you're 16 and hanging out with your dork buddies. You're hooked up with some chicks, a junkie, she's pregnant, she's got a boyfriend who's in prison. What's up with you, Mike? You're 16. Well, you ever watch later episodes of the Brady Bunch? And you know how old Greg was? 16. You didn't see him carrying on this way, did you?
Yeah, I wouldn't realize it.
Right. Yeah, well, anything based
on real life. Mike, come on, screwball. You're going to get her pregnant in 9 months after this kid spontaneously aborts, God willing. And then you're going to be locked in. You're going to have cars up on blocks up in the driveway. You're going to have a bunch of crappy kids running around without a dental program. Come on. Oh, Mike, well, you idiot. Would you listen to me? You're 16. Now listen to me. You could dump this chick, would you?
Mike's an addict, though.
All right. Well, then just get high and you two get married. I'll see you in hell. All right. Next call. Listen, you call the show and I'm going to tell you what to do. And if you don't want to listen, good. Screw your life up. Screw it up. Have fun. Ryan?
Yes.
You're 18.
Hi.
I mean, what's the kid arguing with us?
No,
he's 16 years old. What's he want?
He obviously doesn't get it.
Well, there's a reason he's in the shape he's in.
Yeah, well, he's an idiot.
He's not the brightest bulb on the
planet. Well, no, I mean, it's also.
And he's high and his parents are crappy.
He's antisocial, right? You got to not listen to
him. And she's like older and, you know,
right.
The whole thing.
Right. Ryan?
Hi.
Listen, it pays to be a geek for about the first 25 years of your life. Don't be afraid to be a geek. Then later on, you get some new shoes and some new frames for your glasses, and you become cool.
Oh, yeah.
Ryan?
And you get all the women.
You get all the ladies. No, you do.
It's so true.
It is so
true. You're 18.
I know.
Oh, have you seen that already?
I'm suddenly going into this geek thing.
Oh.
I like geeks now.
You're getting into the geeks.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
You can hate them. Love them now.
They compensate, too. They drive nicer cars and dress better. Ryan?
Hi, yeah.
Yeah.
First of all, I want to say I love the show.
Thanks.
Okay. And, well, basically, my question is, I was wondering if there's any safe way to, like, reduce my sex drive.
Why? What's the matter?
Well, nothing's the matter except, I'm 18 and, like, horny, and, I have a girlfriend who doesn't want sex yet. And, you know, and it's a long-distance relationship, and I don't want to be tempted when I'm away from her.
That's nice.
Where are you going to be?
Huh?
Where are you going to be?
Oh, just, at my college, and she's over at hers. And
what college are you going to?
I'm going to Fresno City College.
Yeah. And do you live in Fresno?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're at home.
Yeah.
Where's she going?
Reedley College. It's like an hour away. I get to see her like once a week.
Mm. Yeah. And what do you get off her once a week?
Hmm?
What do you get off her when you see her?
Oh, well, like, usual, like, make-out session.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No happy release or anything like that?
No.
No. Okay. And is she religious?
No.
How old is she?
She's 19.
19?
Yeah.
Not religious and not putting out?
No.
Happy release?
Yeah, really, it really takes the edge off,
Happy release.
She's 19. She's not religious.
Yeah.
She's in a junior college?
Yeah.
And she ain't putting out?
No.
Something's wrong.
No, well, she tells me she's kind of like still getting over her past relationship.
Yeah. My ass is still sore from my last boyfriend, and therefore it's just kissing. Oh, there's just nothing worse. And so she's not a virgin then, right?
No.
Hold on a second.
No.
I tell you, I'm ready to kill myself on Ryan's behalf.
This was you.
Well,
was this you, Adam?
No.
At 18. Come on,
please. I'm a big star. I'm a huge star.
Were you at 18? That was my question.
I've always been a star. I was in Menudo.
We'll give you another opportunity.
When I was 11, I parlayed that in a lucrative soap opera career.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I've been TV my whole life. Actually, I did carpet cleaning for 14 years, but then I got into TV, and so it's practically been my whole life.
Sounds like a star to me.
Ryan's... This is a bad scene, and Ryan
can't.
Well, there's nothing better for him. Ryan?
Yeah.
Ryan, listen there, brother. This ain't good.
This is your opportunity. This is what you, Adam, wishes somebody had sat him down at 18 and given him this talk. Really?
I really do.
A million times.
I really wish.
Here's your chance.
I wish I could have shown up to myself. In a vision, as a ghost,
future.
As a ghost of a future past,
past. Right.
And I would have. Here's the speech I would have given myself. Dump her. You'll never get laid. You're doomed. You're 18. 13 short years. You'll break into radio. Don't worry. If you could just hold out 13 years, you'll get a woman.
It's not even that bad, though. 13 years. You're making it sound terrible.
Well, that's what it was, right?
Yeah. Don't scare the kid.
You realize most people are convicted for murder out earlier than I got in the radio from age 18.
Yeah, but you're a nice kid. Move on.
Think of the carpet cleaning and ditch digging and all that enjoyable past.
All right, Ryan.
Past time.
Find a chick in Fred Miller.
Break up,
well,
and then break
why.
Up.
I mean, tell him why.
It's your only chance for salvation here.
But she's not available.
She isn't.
She's not into you.
No.
She's emotionally
She ain't even your girlfriend, Ryan. If I talked to her, she wouldn't say she had a boyfriend.
Oh, wow.
Yeah? Let me talk to her.
No, I did hear her overstay that once when I was on the phone with her.
Get rid of her.
All right. We're going to talk to her, Ryan. Hold on. We're going to put you on hold.
No.
Yeah. We're going to talk to her and get to the bottom of this. You'll feel better. It's going to be liberating, all right?
Okay.
I'm like one of those consumer advocates. I'm like one of those troubleshooters for your penis.
Oh, okay.
Wait a minute. That's a good nickname for the penis. The troubleshooter.
The troubleshooter.
Yeah. Hey, Danielle, get Ryan's so-called girlfriend's number. I'm sure she'll be on the line when we come back.
We'll be right back with more.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Cause I love you. I love you, lady.
The rock and roll ballad. It's so, what's the word? Feminine. What can I tell you? His musical equivalent of a chick flick has chooched up more great albums than meddling band member girlfriend.
Well, I'm a man.
Go to any concert and you'll hear one.
I can't believe this is you.
Now, a cynic may consider the Power Ballad a 4.5-minute, 3-chord musical lull. But I prefer to see the jukebox as half full. Power ballads are genuine opportunities to leave your seat and find yourself a Miller Genuine Draft. There's no moshing during ballads. Cold filtered, never heat pasteurized, for refreshment that's number one with a bullet. And when you head back to your seats, those who stayed behind will hold up their lighters so you don't trip and spill one precious drop. Good fuzz. The cold filtered cool of Miller Genuine Draft. Miller Genuine Draft. Never miss a genuine opportunity.
Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. You people rock!
Going down to Lonesome Town.
Are they playing your song? Another night out on the town. Another night alone.
Going down to Lonesome Town.
like you missed the party? Well, cheer up there, funky. This is your invitation to Club Cancun. Dig this. Club Cancun is a multi-level dance club with a dance floor so big, most clubs could fit in it. Yep, that means lots of friendly, sexy bodies to groove with. Every Wednesday night is like spring break at Club Cancun. It's 18 to party, 21 to drink, with no cover for the ladies until 10. That brings in more ladies on Wednesday night at Club Cancun than most clubs get all weekend. Plus, Coronas are only $1. This Wednesday is a no-brainer, as Club Cancun hosts the Bianchi Rossi Spring Break Bikini Contest. Go loco in Acapulco with Bianchi Rossi Tours. Club Cancun, Rice and Larfender in St. Paul. Or call 651-489-8466.
Devani, the Twin Cities' most progressive group of restaurants, is now hiring both full and part-time in-store and delivery positions. And I know, everybody's hiring. You can get a restaurant or delivery job anywhere, but you can't get Devani's flexibility just anywhere.
Whether it's 8, 10, 12 hours a week or whatever, I'm able to pick up hours around my class schedule. Devani is very cool about that because they're an education-first employer.
And when Devani's talks about a great work environment, they mean it.
It's great working at Devani's. I was all worked up about taking a second job for a little extra cash, but Devani supports that, and a lot of people there do the same thing, so it's trying to create camaraderie.
So whether you're thinking about a little extra money or just need to pick up a part-time job to go along with school, Devani's will work for you. To find out more, stop into any one of the 17 Twin Cities Devani locations or apply online at Devani's.com.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Mahandra Delfino is our guest tonight. She plays Maria on Roswell. WB Wednesday nights, 9 o'clock. I think WB's making a little comeback. Are they?
Yeah, I believe so. I'd like to think so.
Is it a comeback or charging to the forefront just once and for all?
Yeah, because a comeback would suggest that they had fallen from some position. No. I think the Cooking Channel was beating them last year, so in that case, they're making a comeback.
So, yeah, Cooking Channel, whatever happened to that guy that did the interior design show you like so much?
Oh, you know what I need to ask you?
Christopher Lowell?
Is he still...
Look for the areas. Fill that space, all right? The whole idea about creating focal points in your room is keeping your eye trained for those little details. It's those little details that make the home yours.
Now, if you saw him, you could tell he was gay. But just listening to him over the radio, it's a little tough to pick up on. No, very subtle.
Please.
Very subtle. I don't know. He's the world's gayest man, and I just enjoy it.
Is
the
show still on?
You got something else for us?
I just thank all of my guests today. They did a swell job in showing us how easy it is so that we can really do it. They can do it. You can do it.
I remember when you charged into my hotel room and dragged me out of the shower to see him one day.
When Christopher Lowell, who I do watch constantly, and I know a lot of women who do as well. He's on 15 times a day, you know. And I spotted him. We were in a hotel.
In Iowa. Yeah, we were in Iowa.
And this was a year and a half ago, Joe.
Yeah.
And I spotted this guy on TV, and I said, oh, my God, it is the world's gayest man. The world's gayest man is on TV. And for me, everything's a competition. And so, of course, the world's gayest man is a competition as well. And I came charging into Drew's room. He was in the room next to mine. I think I was just wearing a towel. Drew just got out of the shower or something. I was banging on Drew's door, yelling to turn it on the, I don't know what channel.
Life
and something. Yeah. And the world's gayest man is on there. And we both watched, and we really enjoyed it. It never gets old to me. So I'm a big fan.
Yeah, it seems like it was like a pivotal moment.
Yeah, there was a bond that went on between Drew and myself that day, too.
Okay.
So, all right, so now, when we left off, we're speaking to Ryan, who's 18. Ryan lives in town or wherever he lives. He's going to junior college there. His girlfriend goes out of town to college, about an hour away. They only see each other on the weekends. He's horny. They're just kind of screwing around, but they're not having any sex. And they're really just making out, and she's had a tough relationship. And
right, Ryan?
Right.
Why don't we put Ryan on hold for a second?
Okay.
And why don't we talk to
his girlfriend?
Ty.
His so-called girlfriend. Ty?
Yes?
You're 19?
Yes, I am.
Okay, you're Ryan's so-called girlfriend?
Yes.
All right. Are you, in fact, his girlfriend?
Yes.
Yes, you are?
Yes.
That's good.
Okay.
That's big of you.
How long have you two been going out?
Oh, geez, like a couple months. But well, we've known each other longer than that.
Uh-huh. And you've had sex before, correct?
Yes.
And with a few different guys, maybe?
No, just one.
Just the one guy?
Yes.
And that went sour, right?
Oh, yeah.
What happened with that?
Just things kind of got emotionally abusive, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Was that a relationship you were real invested in? Like you were thinking you'd get married and that kind of thing?
In love.
At the time I did, but...
How long ago was this?
We broke up about 6-7 months ago.
Are you over that yet?
Trying to be.
Yeah.
It's just some things I just can't forget about.
Yeah. And why isn't Ryan flipping your cookie?
Oh, so you like the rebound thing or what?
No, it's not. No.
He's more than that.
It took more thought about getting with him. But, mm-hmm. I don't know. It's not, I'm just not ready for sex.
Well, hold
That's
on.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Six, 7 months. I think if you're into Ryan, you'd be ready for sex.
But
wait, how long have you guys been dating, you and Ryan?
3 months.
3 months?
All right. Okay.
My question is, why don't you do anything else but making out? That's my question.
Because I'm not...
Now, you're not...
You just don't...
Hold on a second. Quiet down there. You're not into Ryan, right?
No, it's not that at all.
It's not that at all.
It just scares me that if I just get into, like, another sexual relationship, it'll...
Remember, she needs an abusive guy.
Right.
I don't know.
Ryan's a nice guy, right?
Yeah, he is. He's a great guy.
And he's not turning you on. He's not feeding your drama.
Oh, no, it's not that.
He's a little too nice.
No, it's not that at all.
Hey, listen.
Hmm?
And you know Ryan's a real nice guy.
Yeah.
Why would you be scared to connect with him?
I don't know. I'm just afraid that...
You're just afraid that he ain't feeding it for you.
You know.
He doesn't turn you on.
No, he does.
He turns you on.
Yes.
You're physically attracted to him.
Yes.
And he turns you on.
Yeah.
And you'll not do anything more than make out with him.
Let Mahadra ask the question now. All
right.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Which was the question about why not more?
Yeah, why not? Well, no, I'm learning as we go along. Well, I think that you should go for your instinct. And
you got to think like an 18-year-old, Anna, for a second. That is, that for 18-year-olds today, making out, part of that is...
Adam didn't like do anything when he was 18, remember?
Well, none of us did. It was something that James Caan did in the grotto at the Playboy Mansion, as you said.
Right. Right. Hey, Ty?
Yes?
What are you doing with him?
What do you mean?
Sexually.
First base, second base, sloppy second.
Nothing. He's just kissing.
You're just kissing.
Yeah.
And you go no further than that.
Right.
Even though you've had sex before and you're very attracted to him physically.
Mm-hmm.
Ty, come on. There's part of this. I just don't believe it. It's been 7 months.
I believe it.
Now, listen, I'm going to give you one of two scenarios here, Ty.
Okay.
And, Drew, you're going to back me up here.
Needs an abusive guy.
Would you either talk into the mic or quiet down, would you? Yeah, either you need that dangerous, abusive guy, that a-hole you dated before, either you need that edge, that thing that turns you on, and Ryan doesn't possess that because he's a nice guy, or... You're just not attracted to him physically, or it's a combination of both. You don't have that edge, so you're not attracted to him. You may physically understand that he's an attractive person, but he doesn't have that edge that women need, or that some women need. Was your dad kind of an a-hole?
I have no idea. I didn't grow up with my dad.
Well, that would qualify him as an a-hole, by the way.
You never met him?
No, I know who he is and all that, but...
Okay, so you need a jerk.
You need an abandoning.
No, what you need is to become sexually attracted to Ryan.
She can't be.
Yeah, but don't tell her to go with a jerk. That's awful.
But no, he's not telling. But that's what she's setting herself up
for.
Yeah,
so don't go for the jerk thing.
You need abandoning, unavailable guys. Ryan.
Well, thank you. That's what I'm trying to avoid.
Yeah.
You got a hell of a way of repaying the nice guys. No sex, Daddy. God bless you. Hold on, I got to yell at you crazy women for a minute. They're trying to be nuts here. No, I'm going to put them both on hold.
Okay, hold on.
Listen, you women, all you do, you shout from the highest mountain, where are the nice guys? Where are the good guys? Where are the guys who are going to treat me with respect?
But then that's you find when those older. Guys. That's when they're older. Hold when on. You're 19, you don't know that.
Was I in the middle of something?
No.
She just responded. She's
listen.
All right.
Don't feel threatened.
All right.
forget it. Where were we?
Bram says a mom.
I don't care.
He's just mad at women, this one. Speaking from the 19-year-old trauma.
I hate women. Paul.
Wait, we didn't finish with those?
I don't care. Paul, you're 16.
But you got to at least finish.
I don't care. Paul.
Adam.
What?
Got to finish. Ryan.
All right.
Hold on, Paul.
Where you went, Ryan?
Yeah,
hold on. I got
hey, Ryan?
Uh-huh.
So does that all make sense to you?
Yeah, I guess.
I start being an a-hole.
Yeah.
That's right. Your only shot.
Play games, boy.
Do you have a sense that that's what was going on?
Well, I don't know if I still believe it.
Because you're a fixer, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to fix projects.
Well.
That ain't working. Shouldn't necessarily want to be fixed, Ryan. You got to not be fixing this one. Yeah. That is your other strategy. Just be available, be yourself. Let it be known what it is you want from the relationship, and it either will or will not work out.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Okay.
All right, good luck.
All right, now
we got to go to break.
Very well. All right. Well, let the record show that I want to take another call. All right, when we come back, we'll speak to Paul. He got shot in the nuts with a paintball.
Ouch!
That's the kind of call I like after this.
Loveline, 1-800-LOVE-191. Back in a minute.
Well, it's worth hearing.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Should I get the chicken or the beef?
I don't know. What'd you have last time?
Chicken.
Then get the beef.
Oh, but the chicken sounds so good.
Then get the chicken.
But the beef sounds good, too.
Then get the beef.
Okay. What are you getting?
I'm getting the beef.
Then I'll get the chicken.
I thought you wanted the beef.
Beef or chicken? Chicken or beef? Now you don't have to decide. Introducing the ultimate combo from Arby's. For the first time ever, you can get both of what you like. Arby's regular roast beef, our tender, juicy roasted beef you top with your choice of horsey sauce or Arby's sauce, and two crispy outside, tender inside chicken fingers made with whole strips of all white meat chicken breast, plus home-style fries and a soft drink.
That settles it. We're getting the ultimate combo.
What kind of sauce should I get?
Don't do this.
Try the ultimate combo only at participating Arby's for a short time. Love food?
No argument here.
Think Arby's.
Gabby's presents the Twin Cities official South Park Wednesday.
Maybe I can lure into a night of exotic delectation.
Head to Gabby's every Wednesday night starting at 8:30. Upstairs, a $3 cover gets you 50-cent taps all night long and a free taco bar until the end of South Park. And after the show, Gabby's opens up the dance floor and takes you back to the 80s. Plus, they give away cash every half hour from 10 until midnight, and you'll keep enjoying those 50-cent taps. Your official South Park headquarters is Gabby's. Join me, Brian Oak, this Wednesday night at Gabby's, located on the hip northeast side of Minneapolis, just north of Broadway on Marshall, right on the Mississippi. South Park Wednesdays at Gabby's, brought to you by Comedy Central, Media One, Bianchi Rossi Tours, and Gabby's Saloon and Eatery. See the television premiere of South Park, Bigger, Longer, Uncut, beginning January 7th on Media One In Demand, pay-per-view for the new millennium. Call Media One at 651-222-3333 for more information.
Musicians, you'll find some crazy deals at Mars Music during Music Mania. You're crazy if you miss these special buys and close-ups. Think of the 65% store-wide. Save $150 on a Tascam CDRW 700 CD recorder. Only $549. Save $400 on a Gibson The Paul SL guitar, including a gift bag. Just $599. Save 50% on an Audio-Technica vocal mic, stand, and cable. Only $49. Buy a Casio 61-piece keyboard. Just $89. We've got the Rhythm for $399. Save over $250 on the all-new Pearl Rhythm Traveler 5-piece drum set. Mars has the lowest price guarantee. If you play it, we've got it. And we've got it for less. Go crazy. We rock when you touch the sun. Mars. Music. Mania. Going on now. Hurry up. At these prices, you can go nuts. Mars Music. Wanna play? At Snelling Road in County B in the Harmar Mall across from Barnes & Noble.
Hello?
Billy.
Hey, what are you up to, dude?
Been playing Electron Avenger, dude.
Cool.
Electron Avenger, nonstop, 3 days straight.
Whoa. How far'd you get, bro?
All the way.
You mean...
Yeah. I got sucked into the screen.
Whoa. So, like, where are you?
I'm inside.
You mean, like, you left your body?
Uh-huh.
So you're like...
I'm virtual, dude.
Totally cyber?
I'm a vibration.
This is deep.
I'm everywhere at all times. I'm in your nervous system. Billy, I am your pulse.
Wow. So, like, when did this happen?
This morning, after breakfast.
Breakfast? You don't do breakfast.
Yeah, I've been eating this Kellogg's Raisin Bran Crunch.
Nah, you never eat breakfast.
Yeah, man, Kellogg's Raisin Bran Crunch, it's pretty good.
But that's, like, impossible. You better believe it. Kellogg's Raisin Bran Crunch cereal. Tastes so good, it's bringing everyone back to breakfast. Breakfast is back.
Alternative Classics Zone 105 presents the 42nd Annual Grammy Awards.
Well, actually, Zone 105 doesn't present the Grammy Awards. It's more like we're sort of kind of crashing the Grammy Awards.
Yes, Grammy fever is sweeping the nation. Anticipation of the awards is reaching astounding levels. Children across the country are trading their Pokemon merchandise for new Grammy t-shirts. Families across the country begging President Clinton to make February 23rd a national holiday. Grammy Day. You and a friend in L.A. Part of the huge celebration of this Festival of Genius, the Grammy Awards.
Yeah, Festival of Genius. I don't know. Did you see American Pie?
Brian Oak and Mary Lucia will be broadcasting live from the Grammys, and we want to send you along with them.
To keep them in line.
Hell, they can't even go to the awards ceremony, but we're going to get you in there. Just fax, email, or send Zone 105 a postcard with your three favorite Zone artists. Brian Oak and Mary Lucia will draw a winner at random. The Grammys from Sam Goody, Northwest Airlines, serving over 500 destinations worldwide, and Alternative Classics. Zone 105.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
We're smack in the middle of the zone.
Oh, wow.
105. Yep, it is Loveline. I'm Adam. That is Drew over there. We're going to take ourselves a quick 10-second timeout. We'll be back with more of the fabulous program in just 10 seconds.
This is Loveline.
Radio station.
Zone 105. KZNR Lakeville. KZNT Cambridge. KZNZ Eden Prairie. This is Zone 105.
It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Mahandra Delfino is our guest tonight. She plays Maria, who's on Roswell. WB Wednesday nights, 9 o'clock. Drew has put the computer in the sack. He's now ready to make the transformation from putting the Marks-A-Lot board where I couldn't read it to where I can read it. And we're going to carry on with the show and speak to Paul. Paul, 16, got shot in the nuts with paintball.
Hey, Adam. You guys are the bomb.
Thank you.
And, I got shot in the nuts with a paintball.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all, like, swelled up and purple. I was wondering if it could be, like detached from... detached.
No, but you can cause hematomas, and you can fracture them, and you can cause all kinds of problems. Does it hurt?
Yeah. I can't touch it.
It's probably just a hematoma, but you ought to have somebody look at it, Paul. It can be a serious issue.
All right. All right, thank you.
All right.
Hey, Paul?
Yeah?
Where are we playing paintball?
In Marin County.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds like a nice place to play paintball, by the way.
Yeah. Have you ever played?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I played paintball. It's dangerous.
It's fun, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's the problem when you play that paintball, though. I enjoy it. Your adrenaline gets pumping, and you don't want to get shot. And your mind doesn't really distinguish between bullets or paint nuggets or whatever. You just don't want to get shot.
Right.
And so you're running, and there's a guy shooting at you, and you dive into a cactus.
Right.
You roll down a hill. You do like a shoulder roll over some boulders and then shimmy under a log.
Yeah.
And you don't really realize it because your heart's pumping so hard and you just don't want to get shot. And then the next day you're in the shower and it's like you're looking at yourself and you look like you got thrown off a train.
Yeah.
Your shins are all banged up and everything's a mess. But, getting shot. Listen, I put a cup on to go down and get the paper in the morning. If you're going to play paintball, you put a cup on. Guys need to wear a cup. They really do.
Mom,
I'm gonna
please.
What the hell?
He's yelling his mom.
What show is?
If you listen to it.
Right.
Listen to it.
We'll sit here and listen to it until 11 o'clock. Hello?
Hello.
Hello?
Hello. Hey, Chris?
Yeah.
Wow.
Is that Mary Poppins in the background?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that your mom? Okay. Uh-oh.
Hey, go out.
Hey.
No, please.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah.
Put the mom on the phone.
Let me talk to your mom for a second.
All right.
What's her name?
Christine.
Okay.
Mom.
Well, first, apologize for keeping you on.
Hello.
Yes, okay. Christine?
Uh-huh.
First off, I'd like to say that's my mother's name, so I have a natural love for you already. I'm Adam Carolla. This is my partner, Dr. Drew. He's a board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist. He may potentially help your son. Mahandra Delfino is our guest tonight. She's from Roswell. I'm sure it's a show that your son is familiar with. She may not be able to offer any insight tonight.
But at least apologize for keeping your son up so late.
Yeah, so I want to apologize for keeping your child up so late listening to this radio show.
Uh-huh.
And I want to apologize for the content, mostly brought forth by my partner, Dr. Drew. We'd like to help your son with whatever problem he may have. Is that okay with you?
Sure.
Okay. Has he been okay other than whatever he's calling in about?
I guess so.
Where are you calling from, or where is he calling from?
Bakersfield.
All right. Uh-huh. Are you doing all right over there, Christine?
I guess so. I don't know yet. I don't know why he's calling.
Well, I just mean in general. Is everything okay?
Uh-huh.
He's paid himself.
He's getting good grades?
Yeah.
He's not on the weed?
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, for that.
You want to look around his room a little while we hold on?
Well, I'll just let him talk to you.
All right. Hey, Christine?
Yeah.
You doing all right?
I don't know yet. I still don't know why he's calling.
Is your husband around?
We're divorced.
Okay, that's all right. But you're making it all right?
So far.
What kind of job do you have?
I'm in sales.
Okay. All right. Well, let's talk to him, and hopefully we can help him with whatever problem he might have.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Christine.
Okay, here he is.
You're a good mother.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, he was calling.
Hello?
Chris?
Yeah.
You're Chris? Your mom's Christine?
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
That's a little weird. Okay. Hey, Chris?
Yeah.
All right, still there. Okay, good. You have two phones in the house?
Yeah.
Good sign.
That's a good sign. Most of our callers don't have two phones.
Yeah.
They live in mansions, but just one phone.
Yeah.
In the basement. Very inconvenient.
I have a basement.
Okay, so what is your question for us tonight, Chris?
Mom's sitting right there, right?
Is mom there?
She's in the other room.
Okay, she's not listening. Go ahead.
You there?
She's never heard of this show.
Okay.
That's okay. She was here to freak out when you asked the question, so.
Yeah, that's why I don't want her to know.
Okay, well, let me see if I can ask it in a code sort of way.
All right.
Do you have a dog?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
I hear it's a small dog.
Yeah.
Yes.
With very, is it to have very sort of a limited coat?
Yeah.
Really? What the hell are you talking about?
Code?
Sure, I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
There's not much hair on that dog.
Well, there's lots of that.
Oh, you got that.
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
What if he really thinks you're talking about a dog?
True, would you shut up? I don't know what the hell you're talking about. You look like a retarded Marlin.
I'm trying to assess what his...
Where are you going? I'm saying he's got a small dog.
I understand that, but I'm going with what the rest of the development...
Could you let me get to the small dog problem first?
He said he was a small dog.
Okay, so Chris, you think your dog is small?
Yeah.
Maybe smaller than the average dog?
Yeah, like a 4.
Mm-hmm. Like if a dog was like a 1 to 10, your dog would be like a 4.
This wouldn't be in the working class. It'd be in the miniatures.
How tall are you?
About 5'8", maybe.
Yeah. What's it have to do with this dog? All right, so your dog is not as big as some of the other dogs in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
But that's okay because he's still growing.
All right, you're only 14. In dog years, that would be
72. All right, so, Chris, here's what we'd like to say.
Mm-hmm.
Your dog, what's the dog's name?
Hannah.
Hannah?
He's really talking about his dog, this time.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's just talk about his dog. Your dog's name is Tana?
Hannah.
Okay.
Hannah.
My dog is a gay homosexual.
All right. So, listen.
Hannah, her sister.
Hannah still has a little growing to do.
Quite a bit.
And should not worry about it. And furthermore, dogs, young ladies, do not care about the size of a man's dog.
My dog still has hair over its eyes, too.
Okay, that's good. Over its eyes.
Wasn't taken off.
I see. But don't worry about that. Let me tell you what young ladies like. They don't mind a guy with a small dog. They like a guy who knows how to lick the cat.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
If you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
The only thing that's important to know is whether or not...
Put him on hold for his mom gets back on the phone.
The development is normal. Okay, in other words, the other characteristics of your age, or the dog's age, should be appropriate. The hair distribution, stature, these sorts of things. If that's all coming along normally, then this will come along, too. You've got about 7 more years of growth to go. And know that if your puberty came on late, that's a normal thing, and the later it comes on, it also tends to be associated with longevity.
Is it a long-haired dog? I'll tell you, no amount of education can make a man smart. That's what I've learned from Dr. Drew. Jared?
Yeah?
You're 15.
Yeah.
What's up?
Not much. My call's for Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
I've recently read an article that marijuana causes cancer.
There's some concern about that, yeah. There's a growing body of evidence that it may.
What kind of cancer?
Lung. Primarily.
So it is lung cancer.
Yeah. And it causes emphysema, and chronic bronchitis.
Oh, listen.
And it may cause heart disease.
Hey, listen, any
sperm, too.
It's crazy, Lord, your sperm, yeah.
Anything you suck in and hold in that's a carcinogen or smoke, of course it's going to cause cancer. You do the math.
And I've also read that smoking marijuana reduces the rate that you might get in a car accident.
The rate?
You mean not
speed?
Rate, no.
The
probability?
Yeah, the probability.
That you're going to get in a car accident?
Yeah.
Because you drive better.
Mind.
Because why?
It slows down your mind.
That should make you more likely to get in a car accident.
No, it slows down your car because you're paranoid and you're stoned and you're doing 35 on the freeway. But the car cover's still on the car, by the way. I've done that before. Just drove all the way to San Francisco with the car cover on stone.
Jared, how much pot do you smoke?
I don't. My friends do.
You don't smoke pot?
You don't smoke it?
No.
Don't buy it.
Jared, are your parents listening?
No.
Jared, you must smoke pot.
Why?
Because you sound baked.
And he's preoccupied about it.
Now, stop lying to us. We know
you build those defenses about what you're doing.
We know you smoke weed.
So
please admit it to us. You sound like you're one of the Wailers, Bob Marley's backup band.
All I hear is some tasty waves, cool buzz, and I'm fine.
All right, Jared... You smoke weed, right?
A little.
Yeah, a little.
Yeah, hold on.
Oh, okay. Oh boy.
Oh. You just bust your kid's night here on Love Line.
I know.
Holy Christ.
Must be me.
Oh. Dad just sitting there by the radio waiting for him to break. Yeah.
Oh, that was a good day.
Listen, kiddies.
Amazing reaction time from Dad, too.
When you call this show and you sound... like a rusty hinge when you talk and you have 1,001 questions about weed, none of which you can articulate correctly. Well, I hear when you're driving.
Great.
All right. Slow down. I mean, come on. Please. We know you're stoned. Screwballs. Let me tell you what's bad, what's dangerous, and what's scary about weed. It's not the lung cancer. It's not the sperm count. It's not the breast development. It's not any of this nonsense.
It's the penis shrinking.
It's not the penis shrinking. It's not any of that stuff. It dulls your brain. We talk to people, and in the first 3 syllables, we can tell if they're smoking weed or not. That's scary. It's scary when you talk to somebody, even if they're not high. Meaning, you're doing so much of something, it has affected you in such an all-encompassing way that people who have never spoken to you in their life, even when you're not currently under the influence of that particular substance, know you're a stoner and can basically predict your life.
Yeah.
Way too much Nintendo, way too much hanging around, way too much time thinking and talking about nothing and not getting anything done. Is there anything inherently wrong with a weed once in a while? No, of course not. I smoke weed. It doesn't do anything to me. I just don't go to work high, and I don't do anything high. You can't do anything high. I don't wake up every morning and have a bong load.
Well, the problem is that it regulates one's affect in situations where people need to learn how to do that on their own. And when you never learn that skill of feeling better, of dealing with your feelings, you never have any option other than to do this.
Yep.
You also lose the capacity to initiate action. So like you're talking about, you don't never get that resume written. They have lots of great ideas, but the block comes going from idea to action. There's actually a block.
Yeah, it's not
there.
The most motivating drug.
No.
And by the way, everybody, and this is, I believe, society's fault, or at least the politicians' fault, they do not talk about frequency. I know a ton of successful people who smoke weed. Yeah. They smoke it when it's appropriate, when it's the weekend, when they're at a barbecue,
R&R.
When they're unwinding, when they're not at work, and then Monday morning they go to work, and they don't smoke at work. Here's what they do, and here's what the government does. Weed is evil. Everyone who smokes it is, you know, going to die, and you'll never get anything done. And then there are all these examples of people who smoke weed who are very successful. Well, let me tell you, those people don't smoke weed at work. They smoke it on the weekend. And it's whether you're talking about weed, booze, or fast food, or Twinkies, or whatever you're talking about, you want to do it once in a while? You want to do it when it's appropriate? Fine. You can do it your whole life, and you'll still you can have a fruitful life and get plenty done. You do it all the time, it ruins you. That's everything. Everything is that way. From masturbation to pot to television to fast food. Do it all the time, you're ruined. Do it once in a while, you're fine. That's what. But we won't give that message as a government. No, just you can't do it, it'll kill you. And then they do it, I'm not dead, must be good. They were lying. No, they're not lying. They're just doing a piss-poor job of getting their point across. I'm allowed to say piss-poor, aren't I? That's in a sentence. Lisa?
Yes?
You're 22.
Hi.
What's up?
I had a question for Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
It's actually two questions, but they're related to each other. I've been using heroin for the last 2 years, mm-hmm. and I've tried, like, many times to quit. And been unsuccessful at it, and currently I'm on starting this medication. It's a mix between buprenorphine and naloxone.
Oh boy!
It's a study that's being done.
Yeah.
And it works really well as far as
Is your problem completing detox or staying off the drug once you detox?
Completing.
So you've never successfully completed a detox?
No.
All right, so it's reasonable for you to try some aggressive measures. I'm generally not a fan of buprenorphine. I've seen too many people get in trouble with that.
What is it?
It's another partial heroin-type drug. And methadone, same deal.
Yeah, methadone didn't work.
Yeah, it's the same idea. But the issue here is creating enough structure and being involved in a program that keeps you supported and preoccupied and away from the potential.
Yeah, that's what I find, like, the hardest thing is...
You have to be somewhere for many, many months.
Yeah.
You can't do this at home.
Because, like, at first my excuse was, I can't handle being sick, you know, and so that's why...
There's a million excuses and it feels awful and you just got to go through it.
Yeah, and now I'm not sick, but I still can't.
Well, it feels worse, frankly, once you get off. Then you have this very intense feeling of depression and loss.
I have a really bad depression.
Yeah, and that's not going anywhere. And you know where the relief is. It's with the opiates. It's with the drug. So you have to be somewhere where you're in a structured enough environment, a sober living, a residential treatment program, something where you're getting daily, it's round the clock, supportive care.
Horse house.
That's a...
Heroin house.
Okay.
Yeah. Why don't they just start calling the stuff what it is, you know what I mean?
Horse.
Yeah, I just mean that it's always a Covenant House or a Rainbow House. It's called Horse House. Smack House.
Smack House, good.
Yeah, you even have alliteration with the Heroin House.
Huh.
That way there's no confusion. You know? Plus, everyone just thinks it's worse anyway. Whenever you're staying at a place that has house at the end of it, it's bad news.
So true.
There's a Ronald McDonald House, Rainbow House, Halfway House. You know, you put house. Now, in Mexico, it's a different thing. They put house. Casa de doctor's office. Casa de doctor's.
The restaurant.
Yeah, every goddamn restaurant, everything just says house in front of it. I swear to God, I don't know.
It's like Shea in French.
Right.
Shea, whatever.
Yeah. Here, you put house behind something, you're bad news.
It's so true.
Whether you're in the dog house, the halfway house, or the Ronald McDonald House. You put house on it, bad news. I'd remove the house if I opened one of these places. It's now such a negative connotation that it stigmatizes the people that come in. Jeff?
Then home isn't much better.
No, home's bad too. That's the same problem except for older people. Yeah, that's why I put shack. Heroin shack. You know?
Love Shack.
Yeah, yeah,
Junkie Shack.
Cool.
Sounds good. Sounds like you get some good food there,
too.
Fun,
yeah.
Rib Shack.
I won't even go to the House of Pancakes. Hey, Jeff?
Yeah.
You're 17. What's up?
Yeah, my, it's kind of for Dr. Drew. Maybe you can help me out a little bit, too. My stepmom kind of, well, my dad got married three and a half, 4 months ago to some 39-year-old. He's 50. And I was in the wedding and everything, and everything was fine. I knew her for about a year and a half, and about a month and a half into the marriage or so, she started coming in my room one or two nights a week. It's happened about five or six times. She'd come in my room about 3 o'clock in the morning and rub my head and tell me she loves me and just really weird stuff.
Yeah, too,
run away, tell my dad about it. It's putting me in a really awkward position.
What did she say exactly?
She, last time, it was probably a week ago, and she came in, woke me up, turned my light on. My dad's a doctor, so he was gone, and he was on call or whatever. And she came in, turned my light on. I kind of woke up, but I knew it was going to happen just because it happened before. And she sat on my bed next to me, like I was laying down or whatever, but she started rubbing my head and kind of rubbing my stomach, and she told me, like I still acted asleep or whatever because I knew what was going on. I knew what she was doing. She told me she loved me. She told me everything's going to be okay. Just stuff that really doesn't even make any sense. Just, and...
Was she loaded?
Well...
Could you smell alcohol?
She smokes opium.
Smokes opium.
Perfectly normal, perfectly healthy.
Well, Jeff, so the guy knows what she's
doing. Yeah, she's got to be high as a kite rolling in there at 3 a.m. telling you she loves you.
Your dad's got a serious situation on his hands.
What, is she Chinese?
No.
Who the hell smokes opium anymore?
She's a 39-year-old, very, very attractive lady.
Some of that opium.
Well, she's an opiate addict, and he's got a serious problem on his hands.
I'm not even too sure my dad knows about it.
Well,
it's like...
How do you know she smokes opium and he doesn't?
Well, she let me borrow her car to take my ex-girlfriend now to the prom. And in her glove compartment, I found it was wrapped in foil, and it's like a blackish, brownish tar-looking stuff.
Well, that may be hash.
Yeah.
Or it could be heroin.
Yeah, I know it's not hash.
How do you know
because
that?
Because I'm a big pot smoker myself. Not big.
And he pinched some.
Huh?
Yeah.
Did you try it?
What?
Did you try it or something?
Did I try what she had in the glove?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
But I know it's not hash.
All right, so it's not hash. Does opium look like hash?
It's kind of like...
Don't play stupid, Drew. Come on, I know you're hooked on it.
Kind of tarry.
Kind of tarry. All right, what if it's heroin?
I don't know what heroin looks like.
How do you know she's smoking it? How do you know she's not shooting it?
I don't know.
You can't shoot tar, Drew.
Tar heroin?
I was assuming it was opium.
How do you shoot tar? Well, you gotta heat it up.
Yeah.
And do it. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I thought you were just shoving the tar into the syringe.
I had a picture there.
I don't know. I can't shoot the tar,
bro. Okay. Hey, Jeff.
Come on.
Wow.
What?
That's the weirdest.
Wait, go back on the phone.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
Jeff?
Yeah.
What was that?
That was my best friend's girlfriend.
Why was she screaming into the phone?
She's drunk. I came here for the night.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second there, Jeff. This is a real super weird night.
Yeah, this is weird.
Like lots of sort of ancillary people that are hanging around, getting involved with the show.
Yeah, intervening on the phone calls.
Yeah, normally, I swear to God.
I blame Mahondra.
Or who else can we blame?
Yeah.
We take one out of every 1,000 calls, somebody in the background, some mom or dad walks in the room or something. Yeah. Tonight's been like 4 or 5.
Shoot.
All right. I believe Jeff, because she came into the room
and she didn't give him a hand job.
Right, right, right. She came in the room and rubbed his forehead and said she loved him, but didn't do anything with him.
Right.
And if he's BSing, he's saying that she came in the room and they rocked all night while dad was over at the OR.
Right.
So I believe in because it's detailed.
And think about coming up with a story where I took a car from the prom and I found something in the glove compartment. Not hey, got
he
all
doesn't
the details.
Know what it is.
Yeah, he's got
yeah.
all the details.
See, so. When you lie, some and you're in your, you know what it is.
Yeah.
Hey, Jeff? Jeff?
Oh, now. Wait, well, that calls everything into question.
Now he ain't there.
Yeah. Jeff? Oh,
all right.
That calls his call into question.
No,
anyway, be that as it may, he has
the guy.
Look, he has talked to his dad.
Yeah.
Right? I found some glove compartment. I think it's drugs, Dad. She's doing weird stuff at night. It's freaking me out. I think you got a problem. That's
I
all.
I think you should take the dad in the car before the dad confronts
show
the woman.
All the stuff.
Yeah, so he can have, like, hard evidence.
Yeah. Hey, you better see if it's there, too, though, because
exactly.
that was a while ago, and you don't know
exactly.
if it's there.
Yeah.
All right. We'll take ourselves a break. We're going to talk to Rose, who's 23, who's addicted to phone sex, when we come back. What? Heard someone took ecstasy through his anus. Want to know if the most potent way to do it. That happened to me once, not intentionally. I tripped by the pool when we were in Mexico, and it's a long story. All right, so we'll talk to you. Well, Dr. Tom actually took some ecstasy in the anus and then Rose. But Mahandra Delfino has got to go because she's got to get up at what time tomorrow morning?
Six.
Well,
I have to be there at six.
Oh, that is heinous.
Worse than me.
All right. Thanks for coming in. We do appreciate it.
Anytime.
Again, Roswell WB, Wednesday nights, 9 o'clock. Watch the show. I'm sure you already are, but watch it again. And we'll be back after this.
Let's have some more fun.
Okay, let's do it. Call Loveline, 1-800-LOVE-191.
Loveline, we'll be right back.
Well, here's how this is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Dream Girls is looking for a few good men 18 and older, for a serious study on human sexuality. Applicants for this study must apply in person at Dream Girls and present a valid Minnesota ID. Those chosen to participate will be subjected to a wide variety of beautiful women. These women, in various stages of undress, are certified by Dream Girls to elicit a wide range of responses from participating subjects. Men applying at Dream Girls should be in overall good health and free from any heart conditions. Those bearing a ticket stub from any downtown event shall be admitted at no charge. Dream Girls reserves the right to continue weekly appearances by adult film stars. Those wishing to utilize the discreet rear entrance of Dream Girls shall be permitted to do so. For more information or directions to Dream Girls, call 33-DREAM. Make a difference. Choose to participate at Dream Girls. Open late, open now. Just west of Hennepin on 5th Street in downtown Minneapolis. Dream Girls, where your fantasy begins.
I'm Doug Spence, and at Spence Diamonds, our focus on diamonds only is why we've been able to develop cost advantages over ordinary jewelry stores. At Spence Diamonds in Roseville and Bloomington, you'll discover how our deep commitment strictly to diamonds means better value. We import rough diamonds from the diamond capital, Antwerp, Belgium. Spence Diamonds also operates a state-of-the-art diamond cutting plant and jewelry manufacturing facility. We would never have been able to eliminate these costly wholesale middlemen if we carried all the different products traditional jewelers carry. By specializing only in diamonds, Spence Diamonds can run our own wholesale divisions, and that means the best diamond value in the state. For your engagement ring or anniversary diamond, see the only people who only deal in diamonds, Spence Diamonds.
Minnesota's leading bridal diamond destinations, Spence Diamonds. In Roseville on County D2 near Snelling, right across from Rosedale Center. And in Bloomington on Lindale, just south of the 494. Shop weeknights till 8, weekends till 5.
Should I get the chicken or the beef?
I don't know. What'd you have last time?
Chicken.
Then get the beef.
Oh, but the chicken sounds so good.
Then get the chicken.
But the beef sounds good, too.
Then get the beef.
Okay. What are you getting?
I'm getting the beef.
Then I'll get the chicken.
I thought you wanted the beef.
Beef or chicken? Chicken or beef? Now you don't have to decide. Introducing the ultimate combo from Arby's. For the first time ever, you can get both of what you like. Arby's regular roast beef, our tender, juicy roasted beef you top with your choice of horsey sauce or Arby's sauce, and two crispy outside, tender inside chicken fingers made with whole strips of all white meat chicken breasts, plus home-style fries and a soft drink.
That settles it. We're getting the ultimate combo.
What kind of sauce should I get?
No. Do this.
Try the ultimate combo, only at participating Arby's for a short time. Love food?
No argument here.
Think Arby's.
Galleon's winter clearance just got better. 20% better. That's because we're taking an additional 20% off the lowest price mark on all ticketed clearance merchandise store-wide. Now through February 13th. Outerwear, shoes, boots, athletic wear, casual wear, sports and fitness gear. All kinds of great stuff for men, women, and kids. Now an additional 20% off the lowest marked clearance price. We only have a clearance twice a year, so this is an event you don't want to miss. Get on in here. Galleon's Winter Clearance. Your chance to get the good stuff at really good savings. Like jackets, coats, parkas, you know, the things you need right now. These have already been marked down for clearance, and now through February 13th, you'll get an additional 20% off. You'll find incredible clearance savings store-wide on all your favorite brands. Galleon's Winter Clearance. Real good stuff. Real good savings. But what are you waiting for? Get into our Richfield, Minnetonka, or Woodbury stores now. Galleons.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. Yep. All right. We're back with a little more, well, I knew it would kick in eventually. Loveline. Mahondra Delfino has left the building. Again, Roswell, Wednesday nights, WB, 9 o'clock. And let's get back to what we're getting on here. Drew, we're going to have to do something with that board there because
you're
in trouble. You got your mug in the way or something. Mm-hmm. There we go. That's better. Tom?
Yeah.
You 20?
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
Yeah, I got a question. I got a lot of friends that do E. I don't do E. I've never done it. I don't plan on doing it, but I got a lot of friends that do, and apparently, according to them, this one guy, a friend of mine, he took it through his anus, and this is all hearsay, but according to him, he got, like, super, super high, couldn't even get up off the ground, was throwing up and stuff, and I've just never even heard of that before, and I just want to know if, like, either of you have heard of that or if I'm just being, like, totally...
I've heard of people taking things through their rear. I have. Alcohol? Yeah.
Sure.
Things that's a very absorptive area back there that will absorb.
Let me explain how this really went down.
Okay.
He took the E orally and then later took it in the anus, if you know what I'm saying.
See, that's what I was thinking, too, but yeah. I didn't know if, like, that was really the most potent way, just...
I don't know that it's the most potent. In fact, I would doubt that it is that any difference.
Well, let me ask you this, Drew. If taking alcohol through the anus is a faster track to a high than it would be drinking it.
Because you can put a higher volume in than you can to your stomach
without bringing it back. But it's not that it acts faster.
Not, I don't believe so.
It's absorbed in a different way.
I don't know that's not true, but I don't believe that that is true.
All right. It just seems like a lot of work to put stuff in your anus, personally. You know what I mean?
To me, it's as addicts, whenever somebody does weird stuff like that.
Yeah, when you can't get high off taking a pill anymore, and you're starting, when you put stuff in your ass,
you're addicted. Yeah.
Gay, addict, could be both. Okay. Rose?
Hi.
You're 23.
Yes.
What's up?
Well, my problem is that I'm not sexually active at the moment. I don't have a boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And I find myself having phone sex with men. I've had a couple of conversations with a couple of guys I know.
Mm-hmm.
And, I enjoy it. And, of course, I'm masturbating over the phone. And I actually find more pleasure from it from having sex. And I was just wondering if this could be a problem.
Wow. Now, let me explain the difference between men and women.
Okay.
Man, when he's addicted to phone sex, $1,400 a week. How much have you spent currently on phone sex?
On my phone bill?
Yeah.
No.
On phone sex.
Oh, phone sex. Well, I do it every day.
How much have you spent?
How much have you spent?
Spent as far as time-wise?
Money.
Hey, screwball, when people say how much have you spent... They're not talking about calories or time.
The reason she's confused is it's zero.
Have you spent any money on this?
No.
See. Right, and it doesn't even make sense as you're working.
Right, right.
A woman could do 22 hours a week of phone sex and not expect to spend a penny.
A guy?
Guy'd be in debtor's prison.
Okay, but I mean...
Okay, Horace, thanks for helping us drive that point home. I appreciate
okay.
that.
Well, and I wasn't sure I was confused on time.
I understand.
Spent.
I understand.
No, it's just actually, I like the way she responded, which is, confused. Spend? What? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
You're talking about time. The guy's like, in the first 3 hours or the first 6 weeks?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Which credit card are you talking about?
Well, I mean, I don't call phone sex lines.
Right. Yeah, there's my point. You don't have to.
No, I don't. And I mean...
Okay. Well, she is thick as a loaf of goddamn bread.
That's hostile.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah.
You don't like people or boys or what's up there, Rose?
No, I'm heterosexual. I love men.
No. You don't... You love them, but you don't like them.
You're angry.
Yeah.
Why are you angry, guys?
What happened?
No, nothing happened.
I'm disappointed.
Well, why are you angry, guys? What happened recently?
Seriously, why am I angry at men?
Yeah.
Because it pours out of every pore, okay?
Well, I mean, I've been hurt before.
Where's Dad?
My father, he's in the picture.
He is. You like him?
Do I like him? Sure.
Oh, okay.
She has that.
Seriously, do you like your dad?
Question.
Doesn't sound like you like your dad.
Well, no, he abused me as a girl, as a young child.
All right. Hey, Rose?
Yes.
I'm going to put you on hold for about, you've been on hold for 52 minutes? I'm going to put you on hold for another 10 minutes, all right?
Okay.
I want you to sort of rethink your attitude and your ability to answer these questions, all right?
Sure.
Okay.
Wait, let's comment here, shall we?
She's angry.
Yeah,
she's angry at men, and she's angry at us because we have penises.
And we're cracking her defense strategies, her denial.
Yeah. How's your dad?
He's fine. He's in the picture.
No. Here's the first thing. Where's your dad? My father?
Yeah. Where's my dad?
What's my dad doing in Israel?
No. My father? Yeah. He's fine.
He's in the picture.
Well, he was abusive.
Yeah. He abused me all my whole childhood.
All right.
But
23, I don't got time to play games for 23 hours. I'll put her on hold for another 10 minutes, and we'll get back to her, and I guarantee your attitude will change. Jonathan?
Yeah?
You're 21.
I guarantee it won't. What about that?
Yes.
Hi, I got a question. When I have sex with my girlfriend and she tells me she has an orgasm, she doesn't have any juices, and I was wondering if I was doing something wrong.
You mean the orgasm doesn't produce any juices?
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't always. It doesn't most of the time.
It doesn't most of the time?
Well, when you say juices, what do you mean?
Well, like when a guy has orgasms for the sperm.
Women don't have that.
Oh, they don't?
Well, some do occasionally, but generally they don't.
They don't? Well, I mean, I've been with her for over a year, and she says she has orgasms, and it's never happened, so.
Yeah, no juices.
No.
You understand, Jonathan?
Mm-hmm.
There's differences in the guys and the gals.
Yeah.
No, they're all the same. See, they're teaching that in school.
Well, I just mean when a guy has an orgasm, something comes out, right?
Yeah.
A girl has an orgasm, sometimes nothing comes out.
Usually.
Usually nothing comes out.
Yeah.
All right, everybody?
All right.
Is that what you're asking?
Well, yeah, because it's been over a year and it's,
Hey, Jonathan?
Yeah.
Ain't never going to happen.
Really?
Yeah.
She's having the orgasm, though, and everything's fine.
Yeah, because she told me she gets sensitive between her legs and her breast. But, I was just wondering if there was something wrong there or not.
What the hell?
Jonathan.
Yeah.
This is the weirdest night of all time.
No. Jonathan, listen to me, buddy. And
yeah.
I just want to make sure we're on the same page here.
Okay.
When women have an orgasm,
yeah,
you just hear it. You don't see it.
Okay.
There's nothing that comes out. There's no physical manifestation of their orgasm.
Okay.
It's not like when you have an orgasm.
Yeah.
Okay. Once in a blue moon, you run across a woman that actually produces some fluid during the orgasm. That's very rare. Most women, you just have to take their word for it.
Okay.
So, if your girlfriend is having an orgasm,
is she, and
she says she's having an orgasm?
Yeah.
Yes?
She won't let me touch her after she has one.
Okay, that's
normal.
Good.
That's normal.
That means she ain't faking.
So I'm doing okay?
Yeah. Fine, Jonathan.
That was okay. So.
All right, you're fine.
Thanks for that, guys.
All right, hey, don't get her pregnant.
I won't. Not yet.
Give it a while.
10 years.
Give it a while.
10 years.
All right?
All right.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Hey, I've always said we have the world's dumbest callers on this show, and I will, if any other talk show host wants to pit his callers up against mine, I'll gladly take them on.
That's the dumbest.
$10,000 bet. I guarantee that our callers will score lower on any test, any standard form of testing, than any other talk show in America. I challenge my caller. And I don't care if you're from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and you do a fishing show. I will take you on. I don't care if the name of your goddamn show is Big Daddy Crawfish's Trapping Hour. I'll take you on. Bring it on. That's what I say. I have a lot of pride and a lot of faith in our listeners, and I know they're, if not amongst the dumbest, the dumbest.
Well, it's not our listeners. Let's be fair.
No.
It's our callers.
No. I look at callers as just a subset of our listeners, but a sample. It's like you take a graham cracker and you break the corner off. Those are the callers, and the rest of the cracker are the listeners. Doesn't matter where you get that corner though, you still get the same cracker.
I bet Rose isn't even there anymore.
Rose?
Yeah.
Oh, she's
okay. Now you're 23.
Yes.
Okay, so let's be truthful here for a moment and get to the bottom of this mess.
Okay.
All right. So your dad was physically abusive.
And, yes. And sexually abusive?
No sexual abuse.
Just physically abusive.
More emotionally than physically.
And were you raped at one point?
No.
Never raped?
Well, I mean, I was attacked, but not raped.
Attacked with an intent to rape?
I'm sure it was.
What happened?
Well, I was at a fraternity party, and, you know, everybody was drinking, and somebody put something in my drink. And luckily, you know, before the act of rape, you know, happened, somebody walked in, and I mean, I was pretty much passed out, you know, so they got me out of the situation.
Okay, well, I magically knew that was in her history, too.
I'm sorry?
All right, well, that doesn't mean nothing happened, at least.
No,
but she fits a profile, though, right?
Okay, all right, so now you're off men and you're on to phone sex.
Yes.
And who are you doing this with, your friends?
No, you know, actually, I've done it with quite a few men from online.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Sure, they're all into it. And what do you do when you do it? You just start getting into it?
Yeah, I mean, we have, you know, basic conversation, you know, and you know, kind of start saying, well, you know, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. What are you wearing?
And do you want to know what the guy looks like, or does it matter?
You know what? What attracts me to him, I mean, obviously it's the voice, but, you know, I really don't care. I mean, the guy could be, you know, 500 pounds for all I know, and,
right.
You know, it gets me off.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you think of my nasally drone? Turn you on at all?
I don't know, maybe.
No, even I'm not going to do it. Jesus Christ.
Look, so is there alcoholism in your family also?
Yes.
Okay, so you may really truly be becoming addicted.
Yeah. No, I am.
Yeah, you've got sort of the requisite history of abuse.
Right.
And if you add in the biology of alcoholism, then you get sex addiction very often.
Right. But, I mean, as far as masturbation, I mean, I must masturbate about 5 times a day.
Yeah,
I
see.
I mean, is that unhealthy?
Well, it's not unhealthy, but it's, again, part of an addictive process, and it's psychologically unhealthy.
I see.
And this is part of, were you addicted to something else at one time, a drug?
No. I mean, I was depressed for quite a while. I mean, I've been, you know, in therapy for the last 12 years.
And you were never addicted to any drugs?
No, I mean, it was just a basic, you know, experimental stage.
Who, okay, I'll just take a word for it. When, hey, Rose? When you're doing this masturbation and the phone sex,
uh-huh.
Hey, you're masturbating, right?
Right.
Who gets off first, usually?
I do.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
And then you keep going?
Yeah, I keep going.
For the guy?
For the guy.
Yeah, God bless you. Because, you know, the guy gets off first. He's like, you know, he goes from like, baby, I'm gonna love you all night. Oh yeah, I got it good for you, man. I'm hard, man. I'm like Mount Rushmore, man. I'm that hard, man. I'm like Blue Steel.
Minutes later.
Yeah, no, he'd probably try to stumble through a few more minutes. I'm putting my hand on your parts, rubbing your, squeezing your boob. Huh? That's the TV. I bet your ass is tight or something, right? Okay, listen, I'm getting hungry. Are you, I just love to hear the change in the voice. Women, God bless them, they can keep going with that. They can still be in it. As my guy, for a guy, after the orgasm, it's equivalent to being hungry and then eating a big meal.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, you know you're going to eat again.
Yeah.
It just ain't now.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, if someone puts a big plate of pasta in front of you, it's like, you ain't running. You know, and if someone starts bringing up food, or like, hey, we just finished off a rack of ribs, where are we going to eat tomorrow? Yeah, ask me tomorrow.
Right.
Women are still kind of, they're kind of there still. Yeah. They can start to hang with it a little.
Rose needs to check out Essay, though, because I believe she probably was addicted to something else. Whatever she's calling experimentation may well have been an addictive process, and now the sex has taken over, and she's got all the history there that needs to be dealt with.
I'd like a dollar from you, because I think her attitude changed a little there.
All right.
She's much more approachable.
I agree.
See, when I discipline the callers, how they respond?
I thought this one wouldn't respond.
Wait till I get a pet or a kid. I'm really going to make a great master. Hey, quick question, Drew. When you have a pet, you're a master, right? When you have a kid, still master, right? Or
yeah.
Same thing?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we'll take a break.
What's up?
Loveline will be right back.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
Dream Girls is looking for a few good men, 18 and older, for a serious study on human sexuality. Applicants for this study must apply in person at Dream Girls and present a valid Minnesota ID. Those chosen to participate will be subjected to a wide variety of beautiful women. These women, in various stages of undress, are certified by Dream Girls to elicit a wide range of responses from participating subjects. Men applying at Dream Girls should be in overall good health and free from any heart conditions. Those bearing a ticket stub from any downtown event shall be admitted at no charge. Dream Girls reserves the right to continue weekly appearances by adult film stars. Those wishing to utilize the discreet rear entrance of Dream Girls shall be permitted to do so. For more information or directions to Dream Girls, call 33-DREAM. Make a difference. Choose to participate at Dream Girls. Open late, open now. Just west of Hennepin on 5th Street in downtown Minneapolis. Dream Girls, where your fantasy begins.
I'm Doug Spence, and at Spence Diamonds, our focus on diamonds only is why we've been able to develop cost advantages over ordinary jewelry stores. At Spence Diamonds in Roseville and Bloomington, you'll discover how our deep commitment strictly to diamonds means better value. We import rough diamonds from the diamond capital, Antwerp, Belgium. Spence Diamonds also operates a state-of-the-art diamond cutting plant and jewelry manufacturing facility. We would never have been able to eliminate these costly wholesale middlemen if we carried all the different products traditional jewelers carry. By specializing only in diamonds, Spence Diamonds can run our own wholesale divisions, and that means the best diamond value in the state. For your engagement ring or anniversary diamond, see the only people who only deal in diamonds, Spence Diamonds.
Minnesota's leading bridal diamond destination, Spence Diamonds. In Roseville on County D2 near Snelling, right across from Rosedale Center. And in Bloomington on Lindale, just south of the 494. Shop weeknights till 8, weekends till 5.
Should I get the chicken or the beef?
I don't know. What'd you have last night?
Chicken.
Then get the beef.
Oh, but the chicken sounds so good.
Then get the chicken.
But the beef sounds good, too.
Then get the beef.
Okay. What are you getting?
I'm getting the beef.
Then I'll get the chicken.
I thought you wanted the beef.
Beef or chicken? Chicken or beef? Now you don't have to decide. Introducing the ultimate combo from Arby's. For the first time ever, you can get both of what you like. Arby's regular roast beef, our tender, juicy roasted beef you top with your choice of horsey sauce or Arby's sauce, and two crispy outside, tender inside chicken fingers made with whole strips of all white meat chicken breast, plus home-style fries and a soft drink.
That settles it. We're getting the ultimate combo.
What kind of sauce should I get?
Don't do this.
Try the ultimate combo only at participating Arby's for a short time. Love food?
No argument here.
Think Arby's.
Galleon's winter clearance just got better. 20% better. That's because we're taking an additional 20% off the lowest price mark on all ticketed clearance merchandise store-wide. Now through February 13th. Outerwear, shoes, boots, athletic wear, casual wear, sports and fitness gear. All kinds of great stuff for men, women, and kids. Now, an additional 20% off the lowest marked clearance price.
We only have a clearance twice a year, so this is an event you don't want to miss. Get on in here, Galleon's Winter Clearance. Your chance to get the good stuff at really good savings, like jackets, coats, parkas, you know, the things you need right now. These have already been marked down for clearance, and now through February 13th, you'll get an additional 20% off. You'll find incredible clearance savings store-wide on all your favorite brands. Galleon's Winter Clearance. Real good stuff, real good savings. So what are you waiting for? Get into our Richfield, Minnetonka, or Woodbury stores now. Galleon.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Loveline on the Zone 105.
There, you're welcome as can be. I'm Ace Rockhole. That's my partner, Dr. Drew, and you just entered the lightning round. Name the show is Loveline. Let me give a quick shout out on the time. It's 11:49. That's 11 minutes from the top of the hour, straight up. I'm Ace Rockhole. That's my partner, Dr. Drew, and he is hot, hot, hot. We're going right back to the phone. We're going to answer your love problems, and we'll start by starting at the top. Number one, we'll speak to Michelle. Michelle's 19 years old. She gave her first cousin oral sex. Is this considered incest? Doc, what do you think?
Michelle?
Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Hi.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. You're right smack dab in the middle of the lightning round, Michelle. Let me give the time out. It's 11:49 and 33 seconds. That's 27 seconds and 10 minutes away from the top of the hour. Straight up, 12 o'clock, the witchy hour. You're listening to Loveline. I'm Ace Rockwell. That's Bar. Drew is hot, hot, hot. So, Michelle?
This is a real problem.
You gave a Hummer to your cousin?
Yeah, is that like a bad thing to do?
Mm-hmm. It's not a good thing to do.
No, it's not a great
thing. Why not? I know people that, like, marry their first cousin.
All right. Is he a man?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. All right. You're going to do it again?
I might. I kind of like him.
All right. Good. Get married and have yourself a nice mongoloid child. Hey, everybody. It's a theme from Taboo 2.
I'm Ace Rockhole. It's not going to work out.
Dr. Drew, you're right in the middle of the lightning round.
Not gonna work. It's not going to work out to make for some awkward family gatherings coming forward.
Woo-hoo! All right. Let me give the time out. It's 11:50. And 25 seconds straight up. That's 9 minutes and 35 seconds away at the top of the hour. Let's hop back on the phones right smack dab in the middle of the lightning round. Sam?
Yep.
Sam, your 20-year girlfriend said she's not attracted to you anymore, but still makes out with you.
Yep.
Well, that's mighty neighborly of her. You got to break up with her.
Him, yeah.
Sam?
Preserve your dignity.
Break up with her, buddy. She's not physically attracted to you anymore. You know what I'm saying about it?
And when a girl says she's not physically attracted, she means she's not into the relationship.
That's right. All right. Let's take another call. Before we hop on the phone, let me just give the timeout. It's 11:51.
Straight up.
Oh. That is 9 minutes away from the top of the hour. I'm Ace Rockhole. It's my partner, Dr. Drew. You're listening to Loveline right smack dab in the middle.
Is traffic and weather coming?
Of the lightning round. Yes.
John.
Yeah?
You're 16 years old.
Yeah.
You got a 15-year-old girlfriend. She's Pregos.
Yeah.
You got a Prego, didn't you? You know that.
Yeah.
I knew you could do it. Your doctor said she can't have an abortion.
Yeah.
How pregnant is she?
She's about 2.5 months.
Oh, my God.
Why did the doctor say she couldn't get an abortion?
I'm not sure. We were went to the doctor the other day, and she was really depressed. And when she came out, she said to me, she said, the doctor said, I can't have an abortion. And I said, why? And he said, because she, something like she's allergic to what they do or something.
Oh, boy, she's not telling you the truth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She's allergic to a vacuum cleaner, Sean? Come on.
I don't know. That's what she told me.
Maybe she has a mite allergy. You know what I'm saying?
There's something missing in their story, okay?
Hey, Shawnee?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is what happens when you don't use protection, right, partner?
No, I did. The condom broke.
Mm-hmm. Morning after pill. Why didn't you go get the Prevent?
No, we can't live in the past, can we, Dr. Drew? That's Dr. Drew. He is hot, hot, hot. Sean!
Yeah.
She's going to have to give this youngin' up for adoption. Am I right?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, Sean. That's all you can do.
Yeah.
All right. Well, he could look into abortion 2.5 months, not too late, is it, Doc?
Nope.
Okay, let me give the time. It's 11:52 and 30 seconds. That's 7 minutes and 30 seconds away from the top of the hour. I'm Ace Rockhole as my partner, Dr. Drew, smack dab in the middle of the lightning round. James?
Yeah.
You're 16 years old.
Yeah.
You think you have a split personality?
Yeah.
You want to know if it's possible to know if you're crazy or not?
Yeah.
I'm going with yeah. Hey, Drew.
Yeah.
I have a split personality. I have two personalities.
Ace Barcola and?
No, just one. The other one only comes out when I'm asleep. I don't bother with it. Doesn't cause me any trouble.
That's good. That's good.
James?
James, what makes you believe you're crazy?
Because, like, today,
yeah.
My mom told me to go and, like, rake some leaves up, right?
Uh-huh.
So I was raking them up, and all of a sudden I just got really mad, and I just broke the rake, and then I looked back. I was like, why did I break that rake?
Mm-hmm.
And that happens a lot. It's like I do stuff, and then I think back, and like, why did I do that?
Always around rage and anger?
Huh?
Always around rage and anger?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's not a split personality. That's rage.
Yeah.
And something's brewing there that's left over that occasionally surfaces, but it's not a split personality. Split personality is where you dissociate. You don't remember where you were, what you've done, and
right.
Some other personality.
All right, James, you got to deal with this problem before you hurt somebody and end up in prison.
Yeah.
Am I right?
That's true.
All right. What time is it, Drew?
Time for break.
It's 11:53:55. That is 6 minutes and 5 seconds away from 12 o'clock, the witching hour. 12 o'clock straight up. I'm Ace Rockola, my partner, Dr. Drew. He is hot, 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 smack dab in the middle of the lightning round. We're going to take ourselves a little break. You kiddies stay where you are, and we'll be back with more of the fabulous show just after this.
Back once again with it.
Love Line with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. We'll be right back.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew. Stay tuned for more Love Line on the Zone 105.
Going down to Lonesome Town.
Are they playing your song? Another night out on the town. Another night alone.
Going down to Lonesome Town.
Feel like you missed the party? Well, cheer up there, Funky. This is your invitation to Club Cancun. Dig this. Club Cancun is a multi-level dance club with a dance floor so big, most clubs could fit in it. Yep, that means lots of friendly, sexy bodies to groove with. Every Wednesday night is like spring break at Club Cancun. It's 18 to party, 21 to drink, with no cover for the ladies until 10. That brings in more ladies on Wednesday night at Club Cancun than most clubs get all weekend. Plus, Coronas are only $1. This Wednesday is a no-brainer, as Club Cancun hosts the Bianchi Rossi Spring Break Bikini Contest. Go loco in Acapulco with Bianchi Rossi Tours. Club Cancun, Rice and Larpender in St. Paul. Or call 651-489-8466.
I'm Tom Shane, and for Valentine's Day this year, I had our designers create a ruby and diamond heart pendant with a really fresh style to it. We took two well-matched red rubies, set a diamond between them, and created a contemporary pendant for $125. Because the heart pendant with its 14-karat gold chain hangs on her neck, you don't have to worry about buying the wrong size. This pendant can be worn for dress as well as with casual attire. It's understated, yet really looks nice. For $125, the Shane Company's proud to be able to offer you this gift suggestion. It looks like it costs much more, but we were able to make it up at a great value with two shiny rubies and a diamond for this Valentine's Day.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business, the Shane Company. In Minnetonka at 394 and Hopkins Crossroad, and in Woodbury at I-94 and Radio Drive. Open Monday through Friday till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5.
Musicians, you'll find some crazy deals at Mars Music during Music Mania. Mania! You're crazy if you miss these special buys and close-ups. Think of the 65% store-wide. Save $150 on a Tascam CDRW 700 CD recorder. Only $549. Save $400 on a Gibson The Paul SL guitar, including a gift bag. Just $599. Save 50% on an Audio-Technica vocal mic, stand, and cable. Only $49. Buy a Casio 61-piece keyboard. Just $89. We've got the Rhythm for $399. Save over $250 on the all-new Pro Rhythm Traveler 5-piece drum set. Mars has the lowest price guarantee. If you play it, we've got it, and we've got it for less. Go crazy! We love when you touch the stuff. Mars, Music Mania. Going on now. Hurry in. At these prices, you can go nuts. Mars Music. Want to play? At Snelling Road in County B in the Harmar Mall across from Barnes & Noble.
The Harlem Globetrotters and Target Center salute Special Olympics Minnesota, the athletes and coaches. Come out to this year's Globetrotters event Saturday, February 5th at the Target Center. A portion of ticket sales will be donated to Special Olympics Minnesota. Tickets are available at the Target Center box office or by calling Ticketmaster. For more information on how you can become a Special Olympics coach or athlete, call 612-333-0999.
Zone 105, with 20 years of alternative classics, all on one station.
Please fasten your seatbelt.
Father,
101.5 kicks off your workday with 105 minutes of commercial-free Zone music at 9 a.m. just after Brian Oak and Mary Lucia. Then join Zone 105 for the flashback lunch at noon and the flashbacks at 5 for your ride home. 20 years of alternative classics. Zone 105.
This is Adam Carolla.
And this is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Loveline on the Zone 105. That is it. Drew's ready to go home. Okay. Tomorrow night, we'll have someone from somewhere else.
Fun club.
Okay, that doesn't mean anything to anybody. No. Matt Pinfield will be in here, you remember, from MTV, and we'll talk to him. And he's on that show. So, until next time, Santa Cruz for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo. My ass is still sore from my last boyfriend.
Well, now, this has been Loveline. The stuff expressed on Loveline is not necessarily the stuff of the staff, management, sponsors, or anyone else, including Westwood One Entertainment. Loveline is produced by Ann Wilkins and Gold. Now, please enjoy these birds.
KZNR Lakeville, KZNZ Cambridge, KZNZ Eden Prairie. Alternative Classics, Zone 105.